Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, bless his holy name. Lift those hands and just bless his holy name.
Thank you for your grace, oh Lord. Your unfailing.
Lift up your hands and give him the glory.
Let him hear your voice tonight. One more time. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Let your glory come down.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. I thank you all for tuning in to the Prayer Revival Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, also known as Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings. We thank the Lord also on last night. A lot of you heard the broadcast where International Church on last night with Bishop Eric Lloyd and his lovely wife, elect Lady Shanita Lloyd. And we just thank God. A lot of you heard the prayers and the word of God that went forth. And I'm telling you, it was just awesome. It was just awesome. So we just want to give Rhema International Church a great shout out on tonight. And also you will be hearing live from their service on Sunday at 12 noon Eastern time. And also we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world, here in Detroit, in the cities and states, over in Africa, Italy, UK, those that are in Malaysia and Brazil, Mexico, the Caribbean, Amsterdam, wherever you at, we just want to say God bless you on tonight. Also, we thank God for our sister sitting in with us tonight, our sister Michelle. And also, we have a great broadcast coming before you. We have our great brothers in the house, Apostle Anthony Heath and Bishop Thomas Hobby on tonight. So we're going to go ahead and click the man of God on right now, Apostle Anthony Heath, and we're going to let him reintroduce himself and where he's calling from, and just we're just going to allow him to let the Lord have his way. Tonight, he's going to be sharing the word. He's going to be praying. Then right after him, it's going to be Bishop Thomas Hobby, and he's going to go in the same order. And we just remain open tonight on what God is going to do. So we just ask that you all just tune in and just keep your mind stayed on God. God bless you, Apostle. How are you?
I'm blessed, and you, Sister Angel.
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Glad to have you on tonight. I know it's been a while since you've been on, but we just thank God that you're able to join us on tonight. So we're going to go ahead and have you reintroduce yourself and where you're calling from, and just go, man of God, as God gives you to go.
Amen. Amen. I thank God again for being here. Thank God for my sister, my little sister, Angel, Tanya. Amen. No, it has been a while. I'm Apostle Anthony Heath, and I am located in the state of Mississippi. I am the pastor and founder of Life Changes Church, where we also have churches in Africa, in the Philippines, and also in the country of India now. You know, the Lord has been blessing us over the last, it's been a while, it's been over a year now since I've been on, but we thank God.
Yeah.
For being on here. Actually, it's been over 2 years since I've been on. I do believe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I said the last on was in January of 2012. Amen.
Yeah, it was around that time. Yep.
Amen. Because that's when you had the revival going on back then, you know. But I thank God again, you know, for being here. And I was thinking on tonight, today. No, the Lord just kept telling me to tell them that prayer still works. You know, that no matter what we're
Amen.
Going through, dealing with, that prayer still works. Amen. And I want to read
Amen.
The scriptures and then go into the word. First, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 10 and read down through verse number 13. It says, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years, be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and call you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me, and you shall search for me with all your heart." Father God, we give you praise and honor right now, God, for this time, for your people, God. Lord God, that the word go forth with power and with boldness, oh Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you use me, oh God, and just, God, use me to use me up, oh Lord God. Father, I am your servant. I'm your minister, oh God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you just use me right now, Lord God. And I pray, oh Lord God, that the word, God, fall on good ground, God, to bring forth fruit, oh Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that this word, oh Lord God, bring forth a harvest, oh Lord God, to the kingdom, oh Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you just use me again, Lord God, and I just thank you right now, because God, I know, Lord God, you are a wonder-working God, and that all things together for the good for them that love you. And God, thank you right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, I just hear the Lord saying that in this season that we're in right now, in the season of restoration, in the season of manifestation, that prayer still is the key to get what we need from God. Prayer is a direct communication between us and the Father. When you pray, expect God to answer, first of all. And I believe, God, tonight, that in everything that's going on, that prayer is the key to solve all of our problems. Prayer and faith working together can make anything impossible become possible. I believe tonight that God has already set things in motion for tonight. I thank God for Sister Tanya again contacting you, God, to be on here to bring forth the word. I believe that right now, that as we are in this season that of trial, in this season of going through, in this season of knowing that the devil is busy, that God has already given us the victory, amen, I believe that something is about to happen in the kingdom. I believe that something is turning around right now in our favor. I believe that when we call on God, there's something in the atmosphere changes. I believe that God has already given us what we need in his word. I believe that, a lot of right now, I told last Sunday that God has made room for us. And the Bible says that in Genesis 26 that there was a time when the herdsmen of the Philippians, they strove or quarreled with the herdsmen of Isaac. And the Bible says in verse 26 that God made room for Isaac. He called it Rehoboth. And I believe that through prayer right now, that God is making room for somebody right now. God is healing somebody right now. Somebody right now has been going through for a long time. And God said, when you stop praying, you held up my hand from you. But now when you call upon me now, in this hour, in this season, my word will go forth like lightning to the east and the west. My word will go forth and turn things around. My word will go forth and manifest your life to be what it's supposed to be. I thank God right now that as we're waiting on God to move in this season, that something is happening great in our lives. God has told me, and he said in Second Chronicles, that if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my faith, and turn from the wicked ways. Then God, after the things God said for us to do, God gives us a promise. He says, then I will turn, and I will heal the land. I believe tonight, as we're waiting on God, as we're calling upon God, in this hour, that somebody somewhere has been going through for a while. Somebody has been having trials and tribulations and storms and circumstances. But I hear that it's all part of the process.
My Lord.
See, many of us want the promise, but not the process. Many of us want the blessings, but don't want to go through to get the blessings. Hello, somebody. Many of us want the money, but we don't want to sow the tithes. Come on now, somebody. Many of us have called on God and said, God, I need you now. But when God answers us, we turn a deaf ear to the prayer, to what he said to us.
Yeah.
I would encourage somebody right now while I'm ministering that God has not forgotten you. God is still the same God from the first day you called on him. And I declare and decree right now that something great is happening in your life right now. I know the Lord has already told us that if we seek him early, we will find him.
Yes,
I know the Lord says right now that when we come boldly before the throne of grace to ask for help in a time of need. I believe right now that as we are here tonight over the airwaves, over the internet, that there's somebody somewhere saying, Lord, I need you now more than ever. Somebody is saying, God, while I'm down here going through, God, just stop by one more time and see about me. I believe that somebody has been bombarding heaven on their behalf and others saying, God, my family needs you. God, my finances need you.
That's
God,
right.
I need you.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
The Lord says the more you seek me, huh? Hold on, old shot. The more you call upon me, the more you pray to me, the more I hear you. And
yes.
I hear the Lord say that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He said it's going to form, it's going to manifest, but it's not going to prosper. And I believe right now, Sister Tanya, that as we're here right now, that you know that
yes.
people's lives now are being turned around. I believe
right now
somebody has heard the Lord and they turned back to God, and somebody somewhere said, God, I give my life to you. I let go of everything I thought I needed, God, because God, all I really need, God, is you. God, you showed me
that's right. When
I held on to people, people will let me down. But God, if I hold on to you, God, you will never let
that's
me down.
That's right. That is right.
Great God. Yeah.
That's
right. People today, Sister Tanya, are willing to everything. You know, when we were young, there were phone calls. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love
yes.
in too many places. Hoping to find a
yes.
friend and a lover. God bless. Today
yes.
I discover a new heart. Looking for love. But the Bible said in John 3:16, it said that for God so loved the world that he gave
that's
his
right.
only begotten son. That whosoever
right.
lives on him shall not perish. So I believe that God is the best lover I can ever have.
That's right. That's true.
I told my wife, sweetheart, I love you, but I love God even more.
I know that's right.
I love you, but I love God even more. I said,
that's
and
right.
because God more than you, I can love you more than I love myself.
Yeah.
And so I know right now, that as we are seeking God in this hour and in this season, I know now that
yes.
while we're waiting on God to show up and manifest some great and mighty things in our life, that I believe right now, Sister
yes.
Tanya, that in this hour of our trials,
yes.
in this hour of our decay and going through, I just believe that prayer still works.
Yes, it does.
Prayer
yes, that's right.
It works. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, it says to be careful for nothing. But everything through prayer and supplication, to let our request be made known
yes.
unto God. He says through
yes.
prayer and supplication.
Mm-hmm.
Supplication means the heartfelt emotions, the heartfelt feeling of what I'm God, what I'm going through the most, that means I cry to you even more. And so God is saying
yes,
right now,
right.
I'm calling on you right now, God. You told me, don't worry about what the enemy's throwing at me, but seek you even the more. Don't worry about my bills. Don't worry about my finances. Don't worry about my
that's
job.
Right.
But God, it's on you. God, you told me that you would not put more on me than I can bear. And he said, all things are possible to him that believes.
That's right.
And tonight
yes,
I believe
that's right.
to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think. I believe God said that now on him that is able to keep us from falling. I believe
that
Christ was in the garden. He said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. But then he said, nevertheless. He said,
yes.
nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, that's the same thing the Master said to the Father.
Yeah.
When he said, nevertheless, not as I desire, not as I will, but Father,
yeah.
as you will. I want to encourage someone, because I know there's another speaker on behind me. I want to encourage someone tonight with these words. Prayer still works. God
yes.
is on the throne.
Yes, he is. Yes,
no matter
he is.
What, no matter what the situation, the Bible, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
That's
I can
right.
I can face tomorrow because he lives.
That's right.
Because he lives, I know that everything in my life is going to turn out for my good.
That's right.
When he said on the cross, it is finished. Everything
asked
him for, it was finished on the cross.
That's right.
I encourage someone now just to agree with the word of God right now and say, it is finished.
Every trial is finished. Every story is finished. It is finished.
My healing is finished. Why? Because you said it is finished. My God, I'm going to shout. So when I believe the word of God, and I believe, I am just that crazy to believe that when he said it's finished, that it is finished.
That's right.
In spite of everything that the enemy can throw our way. In spite of everything, every dart, every hurdle, every pothole, every ditch, it's finished.
I can make it.
You can make it.
Because you can make it.
Hallelujah. You can make it. I can make it now.
I can see the sun
after the rain. I can make it. I can see the storm clouds passing over. I can make it. I can see everything turning around in my life. I can see the storm. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say right now, it's finished, and you can make it.
Man still works.
God is on the throne, and because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. I know that God has given us victory. The Bible says, now unto him that always causes us to triumph.
Yes.
And I believe right now that there is that the trumpet right now is sounding across the world. And the trumpet is saying, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
I told
Satan, get behind, because victory today is mine.
Yes, it is.
Today is a day of manifestation.
Today, God, it is.
The prayers have been heard.
Yes.
Today, the storm clouds have passed over your home. Today, the anchor that took up residence on your corners. Right now, everything the enemy can throw against you, everything the enemy can shoot at you, that God has given you the victory. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you.
Yes, we do.
In everything, God, that has gone on in our life, we magnify you. God, your things work together for the good. For them that love God, and for those that are called according to his purpose. God, I thank you right now, God, for these moments to speak to your people, God. I pray right now, God, that something was said to encourage somebody's heart, to let them know that the storm is over now. I feel like I can make it because the storm is over now. Father God, we thank you. We magnify you, God. This is our God. Bless your people, Lord God. Prayer still works, God. Your word says, you know the thoughts that you think towards us, God. We want to thank you for just thinking about us on tonight.
Yes,
God. We thank you tonight, oh God, back to you. We give you praise right now. We magnify you, God. We love you. We thank you, God.
Oh, yes, God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I'm telling you, man of God, that message was indeed powerful. I needed to hear that tonight myself. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here just weeping, and I could just feel the Lord's hand just wrapped around me as you were speaking. That message, it was hitting a lot of areas. I'm telling you, it's been a storm. And to be honest with you, I knew God was here, but I had just said a question to God, didn't know what you was going to speak on, but I'm like, Lord, you know, what's going on? Because there's different situations I've been going through with this radio system freezing up, and, you know, you can't get on the radio right. There's all kind of stuff just been shooting at me ever since we've been doing this revival. And I just felt like saying, God, can I just take a break for a minute? And I know you called me to do it, but I just want to know if I could just take a break, because there's just too much going on. And when you came with that message, I'm telling you, it just broke me down into a pillow of salt to know that, you know, this thing. And he has been speaking to me the same thing. But you know how sometimes God will speak to us and he'll give us a message and we take it in and we shout and we praise God. But then it seemed like when something else come about, we tend to not remember what he said. And sometimes it takes a man of God or another woman of God to bring forth that same word so you can be encouraged. And I just thank God for using you with the message. I know I'm not the only one that message blessed, but I'm telling you, it touched every area that I was going through a few minutes ago that I know that I said to myself. And for you to come on and speak this word and hit it with the scriptures, I'm telling you, it did something. And I just thank God for you.
Amen. Why? Well, Pastor, I said Pastor. Well, no, I thank God for you.
Yes.
Okay, you heard that, didn't you?
Yes, I know. I remember one time, I think it was you and another brother called me that on the air one time, Pastor.
Amen. I just thank God. I thank God, you know, that God gave me that word. I was at home.
Yeah.
And I was looking over the word. And he took me to Jeremiah. He took me.
Yeah.
No, he took me to different scriptures. He just took me to different places. That, and let me know, he said, encourage the people with these words. He said, because you aren't the only one that's going through.
Yes.
He said, but let them know that I'm still God.
Oh, my God,
I'm still God. You know, the devil, the enemy, and I don't give him a lot of credit no more. Because
I know that's right. Yes, that's right.
I even refuse to call his name anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give him no more credit. The credit he is, and that's where he's going to in the end.
I know that's right.
And as I was home, the Lord kept saying, encourage them. I mean, I've been doing a series lately about being under construction.
Yeah.
You know, about our lives are a construction site.
Oh, wow. My God.
And every site you see concrete bags, you see cement bags, you see bulldozers and everything. You see, it looks chaotic when you first see a construction site. It looks like nothing's going on the, but chaos. But oh
yes,
my God.
I know that's right.
When
yes.
The building is finished.
My
you say,
Lord.
Wait a minute. I remember when it was nothing but dirt.
Yeah.
Come on now.
My Lord.
Our lives are the same way when God starts to work.
Yeah,
God
that's
has
right.
To break up the fallow ground to get us prepared for the building.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So we're under construction.
Yes, we are.
And then I told him that something good has got to come out of this.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yes. Yes.
All the
yes.
hell you go through, something good has got to come out of this.
Yep, that's
but
right.
But ask Job now. And I ain't
yes.
trying.
Yes. That's
I'm
right.
Not trying
yes.
to, But
yeah,
you
that's
asked,
right.
But as Job, Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come.
Oh, God, yes.
He
thank
said,
you, Lord.
He slay me, yet will I trust
yes.
him.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave alone. I feel another
my
word.
God.
I feel another word. I feel another word.
Keep on.
You know,
keep on going, brother. I'm
you know,
listening.
You know, I told him, I said, God gives us, comes with a price.
Yes.
But
yes.
salvation.
That's right.
Salvation is a free gift.
Yes,
but
is.
The blessings require us going through the process.
That's right.
Okay, for all the parents that's listening, for all the mothers that you didn't get pregnant one day and have a baby the same day. It took 9
that's
months.
Right. That's right.
You had to
that's
go
right.
A process.
Yes. Yes,
come on now.
That's right. That's right.
The process might didn't feel good while you were going through it. But after
I know that's
the
right.
process, oh, my God.
Yeah. My Lord.
The Bible says in Job 42, it says, and God restored the latter end of Job.
Yes.
After.
Thank you.
After.
Yes.
He prayed for his friends.
That's right.
So it means that before God restored Job, he had to do something for God.
Yeah.
And though it's true, in spite of everything those three friends said,
yeah.
Job had to pray for them.
My Lord.
When he prayed for them,
yeah.
And when he prayed for them, God gave him back more than what he ever had.
Yeah.
My Lord, yes.
I thank God.
You, Lord.
I can go and say to somebody, double for your trouble.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Double for all the trials you've gone through.
Yes, thank
double
you.
For
yes.
all the storms you've encountered.
Yes.
Get ready for the spoils to come in.
Amen.
It's your time.
Yes.
It's your time.
Right.
It's your time. No. The Bible says, That Isaac sowed seed in the land of Philistines,
yes.
of the Philistines, and gathered in 100% harvest.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then the Bible says, and God blessed him there. Get ready for his blessing, God.
Yes.
To the God,
thank
give y'all's blessing, because now is the time, amen.
Yes.
Get ready,
amen.
Get ready. I'm done.
That's right. That's right. Well, man of God, I'm telling you that, like I said, that was powerful. I needed to hear that tonight. I needed to hear it. I'm just sitting here, tears of joy, just rolling down because it just blessed me. And as you was just speaking, it's just like a load lifted up off my chest. I'm telling you, off my shoulders. I was even feeling pain all in my muscles and stuff in my shoulders and all that left. You know, and sometimes we don't look at it, but sometimes it could be stress. But I thank
yes.
God that with that word on tonight, I honestly can sit here and say before the whole world that God has lifted up this weight that I have been feeling all week. I'm telling you, it was just a weight, you know, on me. And just going through this and this thing happening and something happening over in this area, this going on. And I was just talking about that to the men of God here last night. You know how I was going through and this happened and that happened. I said, I don't even know when I'm coming or going, you know, half of the time. And I really felt like that. But still, brother, going on the airways with this prayer revival, but still had this situation going on, this heaviness. You know what I'm saying? But I knew what God said about this prayer revival coming back on the airways because everybody know. I was playing music a lot, and God let me know the music is good. He said, but I'm charging you to go back to this prayer and ministering my word. I put it down in you. I have given you the men and women of God to put on the airwaves to help bring this thing forth. And he let me know this is a movement. It's a great movement.
I don't know what all is going to happen out of this, but brother, even when you was a part of it, I don't know if you remember, but that thing went for 7 months.
Yeah, I remember.
It went. Yes,
we started,
it went a long time.
We started in 2010.
Yes, we did.
In this, 2010 is when we started. I remember because I came on December 31st.
Yes. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
And that thing went for seven long months, that revival went. And I don't know how long this one is going to be, but someone had asked me recently, how long is this revival? It's just, what, a couple of weeks? I said, I'm not even putting a time on there. When he's lifted up, then we going to lift it up. I said, but until then, he's not speaking to me, Apostle, to come from this, then it's going to go, if it got to go from now to next year in January, then so be it. We will continue this thing on.
Amen.
And God is already doing some things and already moving by his spirit, you know, in this revival. We started the week before last, and I thank God that we've been getting going strong, and I'm able to, you know, bring the men and women. I'm glad, Apostle, that you back on with us. You know, this time, like you said, it has been a while. But you know, when this came up, I couldn't forget my brother. I said, I got to get with Apostle. And I've been telling you I wanted to start this, and never did. I never did it. And but I just thank God for obedience, you know, and thanking God that, you know, he's covering me. And to hear that word on tonight, what you were speaking, was really a great encouragement. And it lifted that weight that I had been carrying for these last few weeks. I mean, it's been lifted, and I praise God for that.
Amen. Well, I'm humbled. It keeps me on my face before the Lord. It really does.
Yes. Amen.
Keeps me before the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you're not quite done yet, brother, because we're going to have Bishop come in, and he's going to share a message and pray as well. And then after that, I'm going to come back to you, whatever God gives you to say again, because this is just like a popcorn thing. It's just both of y'all just going around, you know, in this thing. And I just thank the Lord for that. So I'm going to go ahead and let Bishop, I'm leaving your mic on. I'm not going to mute it. I'm going to leave your mic on, so I want you to know that right now. So if you want to praise God or holler or whatever, you can do it. You know, everybody can hear it around the world. I said I wasn't going to mute your mic because I hear that your background is very quiet. So I'm going to keep it open, and I'm going to have the man of God, Bishop Thomas Hobby, you know, greet you because he didn't get a chance to do it at the very beginning. We just went right on in. But I'm going to have him greet you, and whatever the Lord have him, lead him how to go about, he will. And then after that, we'll come back to you, and however you and him pray again together or have more words, then we will go as that. So we're going to turn it over right now to Bishop Thomas Hobby.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the man of God.
Yes.
Amen. Apostle Heath. Amen. Enjoyed that word, man of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. The man of God said, prayers still work.
Yes.
Amen. And I have to agree that prayer does still work. And one of the things that that he said as well in the end there, that as he was speaking, he said, it is finished.
That's right.
Glory to God. And I began to look at that thing, and I said, Lord, what would you have us to say to your people? Praise God. And I tell you, God knows what he's doing and when he's going to do it. Praise God. So I thank God for you, man of God, and being obedient to God and allowing God to use you on tonight, because certainly that was a right now word.
Yes,
and we thank God, amen, for what he is doing in the kingdom, praise God, and what he's doing in your life and the ministry there, praise God. We thank God for you. Thank God for such an opportunity to meet you on the airwaves, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Amen. Well, we won't belabor the time, praise God. We want to go immediately to the word, praise God. I thank God again for the word that has already gone forth, praise God. Amen. And I know that those that are out there who are listening even now, praise God. Amen. Amen. The word really touched your heart and really moved in a mighty way, praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt the presence of God while the man of God was speaking, praise God. And I know that God is in this thing, praise
yeah,
God. I thank God for Evangelist Johnson, praise God, the angel on deck, praise God.
Yeah.
We thank God for her in this prayer revival, amen, and God giving her the mandate to bring it forth, praise God, amen, in the kingdom, praise God, because
yeah.
The kingdom does suffer violence, and the violent, praise God, we will take it by force. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. There's
amen.
So many things that are going on even in the city of Baltimore. We have seen some things that are happening, praise God,
yeah.
There, and total chaos is happening there, and some are even relating it to the particular thing that I just said, that the violent take it by force. But the Bible's not talking about that.
It's
not talking about in that manner.
Yeah.
And, you know, because one of the things is that in being violent, it's not talking about necessarily, it's not necessarily talking about physically being violent.
Yeah.
Or being violent without a true purpose or true cause. Now, I'm not speaking against or any of that, but there's just some things that have taken place that are not the will of God. And
mm-hmm.
I understand the burden of the people. I understand how the people feel, praise God, but it's not the will of God. And one of the things that I was looking at, praise God, and it's the scripture that we have all, or should I say a saying that we have all said, praise God, and that is the race is not given unto the swift.
Yes.
Not to the apostle, but I've always heard it said the race is not given unto the swift, but unto them that endure unto the end. Not
yes,
given
sir.
To the swift
yes.
nor to the strong, but unto them
yes.
that endure unto the end.
That's right.
Yeah.
And because it was so familiar, praise God, I began to look in my Bible, praise God, and to search that thing out, praise God, and I found out that the scripture, as I just particularly quoted it, did not exist.
Mm. Teach, brother, teach.
And what it was is we had taken two scriptures and we have put them together now. Now, it sounded good, and it was, and I'm not going to say that it was not correct. However,
right.
There were some things that were lacking.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so if I were used for a subject on tonight, praise God, it would be champions never quit. Praise God.
Right.
Hallelujah. That being said, I want to read the scripture, praise God, and it's coming from Ecclesiastes, the 9th. Chapter and the 7th, I'm sorry, the 11th verse. I'm looking at my sister here because, praise God, she's going to read it for the 9th chapter, 11th verse. Yes.
I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong,
uh-huh.
neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill,
yeah.
but time and changes happen to them all.
Yeah.
For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men. snared in all evil times when it falleth suddenly upon them.
Amen. Stop right there. Matthew 24 and 13.
But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Yes.
Amen. Stop.
Yes, Lord.
The happiest of people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just need to know how to make the most of everything that comes their way.
Yeah.
See, that being said, I want us to understand something, praise God, that even as the scripture was saying, and I'm coming somewhere with this thing, praise God, and one of the things that I want us to understand is that there are two types of people in the earth that we deal with. We deal with slaves and masters.
Yeah.
The question is, which one are you?
My God.
Glory to God.
My God.
Are you a slave or are you a master?
Mm.
And see, now, some of us will be surprised as to the answer, because I'm thinking that many of us are saying, well, I'm no slave. I'm no slave. I'm a master.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Because we don't like the word slave.
Mm.
But when we look at the word slave means to make directly responsive to another mechanism. Mm. Directly responsive is a form of marketing that suggests the more emphasis that is introduced on a thing or upon a product through vision or through hearing, then it begins to get into our spirit or get into our psyche. This is the reason why, thank you, sis, you can just say that right there. This is the reason why that when people hear different commercials or see them on television, they go into a store and they don't understand it, but they're purchasing a product that they've never tried before simply because it's what they've been seeing over and over and over in their mind.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And so it said that to make directly responsive to another mechanism. Mm. So, preacher, what is the mechanism? Well, the mechanism consists of two systems. You have a system which is the kingdom of the world, and then you have the system which is the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
See, it's not a terrible thing to be a slave.
Mm.
Uh-huh. It's not a terrible thing. See, when we think about the noun of the word slave, because I found that even in the Bible that some slaves had other slaves. So when we think of slaves, we think as a culture, many times we think about things like Roots or Armstead or things like that. You know, when we look at what a slave is or slavery, we think of a poor person. Glory to God. But there were slaves in the Bible who were wealthy.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
However, glory to God. But the problem is that we allow ourselves to become enslaved to the world.
Yeah.
And in becoming enslaved to the world, then we have to follow by the rules of the world. We have to follow by the ways of the world.
Yeah.
And that, beloved, is not the will of God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
See, whenever you find yourself having to follow or get guidance for the same thing, it's nothing wrong with being or getting or receiving guidance. But the problem is when you find yourself receiving guidance for the same thing all the time, then it means that there's no growth. And if there isn't any growth, then how can you expect to move forward? But I'm reminded that when the student is ready, then the teacher will appear. The problem many times is that we don't want to hear from the teacher. We don't want, in other words, when you become a slave, see, you can become a slave to God. You can become a slave to Christ, to the ways of God, willfully.
Yeah, that's true.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And so the Bible said the race was not given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And nor the battle to the strong.
Yes.
Neither yet bread to the wise,
yes,
nor yet riches to men of understanding.
Yes.
See, it's not about what you think you have. It's not about what you think that your mental capacity is able to achieve.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding.
That's right.
But acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path.
Yeah.
That's true. That's right.
See,
yes, God.
Beloved, we're in a time now where people don't even want to be taught. They'll tell you in a moment, I got this thing. I can do this by myself. But the thing is how can they learn?
Yeah.
How can they know except God give them a teacher?
Yeah.
He said he gave us pastors according to his own heart.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And so what I want us to understand, beloved, is that as being a slave or enslaved, we must understand that it is important that we choose what we are or allow ourselves to be enslaved to.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And then, praise God, masters. When we say the word master, most people think about a ruler or a taskmaster or someone who owns another person. But a master is one who's passionate.
Yeah.
Or has passion for their craft. Or living enables them to teach others, not merely because of a skill level, but rather because of an endurance level.
Yeah.
A master is one who possesses the ability to overcome, to conquer, or as the man of God said, to finish.
Yeah, that's right.
See, we have to learn. I'm not downing the slave status, because at some point we all have to become slave to something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know, then you need to learn. And if you need to learn, then you need to sit upon a teacher.
Yes.
And you need to allow yourself to be slave unto them that are teaching you. But as God has given it to you, and he teaches you, and he brings you into a place of mastering where you can return that investment that was invested in you, return it back into the earth, and finish the course which God has placed on your own life?
Yes.
See, we want to have do things.
Yes.
But, beloved, champions must never quit.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know that.
The price of greatness doesn't always feel good.
My Lord.
But hard work combined with dedication.
Yes.
Pays off.
Yes, it does.
And not only.
My Lord. Thank you.
Dedication to the thing that you're doing, but we need to be dedicated to the will of God. Because without the will of God, whatever we're trying to do will fail.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15:58 said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast,
yes,
unmovable,
yes,
always abounding in the work,
yes,
of the Lord.
Yes.
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank
your labor's not in vain in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
We need to understand that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whenever we put our hand to the gospel plow,
yes, God,
that we cannot look back.
That's
glory
right,
to God.
That's right.
Whenever we began to do the will of God and seek God out,
yes,
glory
God
to God.
Thank
we
you
need to see that thing through.
Yes.
Glory
yes
to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
James 1:12 said, blessed is the man,
yes, God,
that endureth temptation.
Mm.
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life.
Yes.
Which the Lord has promised them,
yes,
that love him.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Mm.
Endure.
Yes, God.
Endure.
Yes.
Beloved. Glory,
yes,
to God.
You,
endurance is necessary.
Yes.
Glory to God. It is the key ingredient to finishing. Glory,
yes,
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hebrews 10:36 said, for I have need of patience,
yes,
or endurance.
Yes, God.
That after ye have done the will of God,
yes,
ye
Lord
might receive the promise.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory,
Lord,
to God.
Yes, Lord.
After you've done the will of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
The will of God.
Yes.
Not your will.
Yes,
His will,
God,
be done,
yes,
in your life.
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time out that we put our own programs off to the side.
Yes.
See, this prayer revival is
yes,
more than just shouting hallelujah and shouting amen and
yes,
hearing a prophecy there and hearing a prophecy here.
That's
and,
right.
But praise God, we need to be seeking God for his will.
That's right.
Because
that's
until
right
the will of God
that's
is
right
done in the earth, it shall yes not be finished.
My God, my Lord. Mm.
We need to seek him for his will.
Yes.
Glory
that's
to
right
God.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Colossians 3:23-24 said, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord.
Yes.
And
God
not unto men.
Yes.
Knowing that the
yes
Lord
God
ye shall receive the reward
oh
of the
God
inheritance.
You,
for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Yes, Jesus.
We got to give him our everything.
Yes.
Glory
God
to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank
glory
you
to God.
Yes, God. Thank
but, beloved, I want you to know that the problem is that many of us,
yes, God,
we're running out here.
Yes, Jesus.
And we're running the race.
Yes.
But
yes
the problem is that we have,
yes,
we've gotten a Forrest Gump spirit.
Yes.
Jesus.
See, one of the things that, if we remember about Forrest, is Forrest took off and he began to say, I felt like running.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And as
yeah
he began to take off and to run and to run and to run and to run, don't
oh
you know that he had a whole lot of followers?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah
God. Yeah.
They got behind him and they just, he was all on television running and
yeah
running and running.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But the problem with Forrest is that he did not have a purpose.
That's right.
He was just running.
Yeah.
And that's what some of us are doing. We're just running. We're just running without any purpose.
That's right.
And if we notice, one of the things
that
Forrest Gump did is
oh
that
Lord, have mercy
he got to a point
oh Jesus
where he said that I didn't feel like running no more.
God.
So he stopped. He turned around. And he began to walk back from where he came from.
My God.
He never finished.
My Lord. Mm-mm-mm.
He got tired.
Yeah, sure did. Yes, he did.
And said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
He had not achieved anything.
My Lord.
But just a bunch of people looking at him. Beloved, the one thing that I want to say to you today is that in all that God has given you, in all that God has prepared for you, don't let it be for nothing. Don't let it be for nothing.
That's right.
Yes, we want you to pick up your cross and to walk with it and run this race with patience.
Yeah. My God.
But in order to run the race, you got to know the will of God to have purpose.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know it's tough. I know it's difficult. I know that problems arise. But even as the man of God said, you got to stay in the process.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
Champions never quit.
Nope, Joe don't. My Lord.
Colossians 4:1 says, Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven.
Yes, God.
See, the last thing I'm going to say to us, that whenever you get someone that has gotten some type of notoriety or any type of fame or any type of success, the problem is that we get into these positions, we get into these high places, and we want to turn our back on people.
Yeah.
We want to act funny with folks.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm speaking to all the leaders.
My Lord.
When you get up, glory to God.
Yes.
You better remember where God brought you from.
Yes, yes.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes.
You better treat people right.
Yes, my
God. The old folks said, they sung the song, I'm going to treat everybody right.
Yes,
glory
to
God.
Yes, they did.
Glory to God. I heard them sing, I'm going to treat everybody right. But until they got him to a place, glory to God. There's some funny folks out there now.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yes, it is.
The same ones that were singing, I'm going to treat everybody right, they acting funny.
My Lord.
Some of them acting funny.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
My Lord. My Lord.
Listen. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the problem is.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
You've got to continue to persevere. You've got to continue
yes,
to go forward. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what please. They say about you, what they think about you. Hallelujah. You got to press your way.
Yes, God.
Paul
you.
Said, I press toward the mark
yes, God.
Of the high call.
Yes,
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Yes,
we got
yes.
to press forward, saints of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we cannot afford to give up now.
No, we can't.
We're too close to where God wants us to be.
Yes, God.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Jesus.
And we're not just out there running like bullets. Glory
my
to God.
God.
But we're running on purpose.
Yes.
We're running on purpose because we understand the will of God. And
yes,
the will
yes.
of God comes through seeking
yes,
and fasting.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need a word from the Lord.
Yes. God.
Hallelujah. We need to hear from God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
My word is not going to do.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
We need a word from God.
Yes. God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God said, hallelujah, that he was a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. And
yes,
in truth.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
Lord.
To God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory
yes,
to God.
God.
The only way you're going to worship
yes,
him
yes,
in spirit
yes,
and in truth, glory to God,
yes,
is
God.
By meeting him at the throne of grace.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
yes,
to God.
God.
Getting
yes,
into his presence.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. Seeking him. Glory
yes,
to God. While
you.
He yet may be found.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
Oh,
that's
bless
right.
his name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to speak to us.
Yes.
Yes,
glory
yes.
to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But he's got to fix us. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Fix our vision so we can see what he's showing us.
Yes,
fix
God.
Our ears
thank
so he
you,
can
Jesus.
So we can hear what he's telling us.
Yes,
glory to
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory to God. We got to learn how to take this old body into the repair shop.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And get in his presence. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Let him fix us and
yes,
work on us. Glory
Jesus.
To God. And so
hallelujah.
That he can make us, so that he can allow us
yes,
to be able to tune
God.
In.
Yes, God.
Him. Oh, bless
yes,
his name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Champions
you, Lord.
Never quit.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory to God. They never quit. They never quit. They never quit. Hallelujah.
My Lord. My Lord.
Even when you're down to your last.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Your last leg, your last breath.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Father, God. In your precious name.
Lord yes,
God.
Lord Jesus.
We thank you for your people
oh, yes.
that
yes,
have tuned into this broadcast.
Yes,
oh, God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen them, Lord God.
Yes.
That you would call them to understand that they are champions, God.
Yes.
That you call them out, Lord God,
yes, God,
in this hour, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Some of us are at different levels, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Some of us are still at a slave level, Lord
yes,
God.
God.
But that's all right, Lord God. Help us to get our learning and our teaching there, Lord God.
Yes,
and as
God.
We
thank
move
you.
On, Lord God, Lord, help us not to get stuck, Lord God, in
yes,
repetition,
God.
Oh God,
yes,
in religious things, oh God.
Yes.
Father, that we can move into mastering, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
That we can move into the place, God, that you designed for us,
yes,
Lord God. Some
you.
Of us are working, Lord God,
oh,
for individuals,
God.
Lord God, when we should be entrepreneurs, oh God.
Yes,
Father,
Jesus.
I pray even now, God, that you would free our minds
yes,
and free our
free,
hearts,
God.
Oh God.
Yes,
that we
God.
Would move, Lord God, in the vein,
oh,
God, that you
yes,
desire for
yes,
us, oh God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes.
And as we move into that place, Lord
yes,
God, cause us to have an attentive ear, Lord God,
yes,
that we
Jesus.
May hear your voice, Lord
yes,
God,
God,
that we may
hallelujah.
Hear you speak unto us, Lord
oh,
God, that we will
God.
Receive your direction,
oh,
yes,
God,
that
thank
we would
you,
move,
Jesus.
Lord God, according to your
oh,
will,
yes,
according
yes,
to your purpose.
Yes,
we don't want to be just on a trip, Lord God.
Yes,
we don't want to just be running for nothing, God.
Yes,
but oh God, we thank you now, God,
yes,
that your
you,
spirit, Lord God, shall
yes.
prevail in us, oh God.
Yes,
we thank
yes,
you now,
yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Father, I pray, Lord God,
yes,
that
God.
You continue to raise up, Lord God, men, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Even as Apostle has spoken, God,
yes,
men
yes.
who will go through the process,
yes,
oh God,
yes,
who will understand, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God,
the importance,
you.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank
to
you,
continue
Jesus.
To walk through, Lord God,
yes,
and
God.
To allow
yes.
you, Lord God, to speak in our spirit, oh God.
Yes,
men
God.
And women of God, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
The women of God, oh God. Hallelujah. That you would continue to bless them, Lord God.
Yes.
You would continue to strengthen
yes,
them, Lord
yes,
God.
God.
You would continue to raise them up, oh God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes,
Father, I decree and I declare, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Every weight, God, that
oh,
has so easily
God.
Beset us, Lord God. Father, that we would, hallelujah, come together, Lord God, as
yes,
one God. Hallelujah. That you would cause us,
yes,
Lord God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. To work
yes,
together, Lord God.
God.
That you would cause us, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
To put away our differences, Lord God.
Yes, God.
To put away, Lord God, our wrongdoing,
yes, God.
God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of
in
Jesus,
name
Lord
of
God. Our glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Father, I thank you even now,
yes,
God.
God.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God.
Hallelujah.
There are those, Lord God, who are out there, Lord God, who are lost, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They're lost without your word, God.
Yes.
They're lost, oh God.
Yes,
don't know which way to go, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Walking through a desert, Lord God. A deserted place, oh God.
Yes,
but,
God.
Oh God,
yes.
Hallelujah. You're more than able, oh God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To deliver them, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Help us, oh God,
help
to
God.
Have compassion for souls
yes.
again. Help
yes,
us, oh God.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
That we would
yes,
be in awe
God.
Of
hallelujah.
You again, oh God. Help
glory
us to be justified,
God.
Oh God.
God.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus.
Thank
oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you now, Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And we bless your holy name, Lord God.
Yes,
Father,
God.
There are things, oh God, that are going on in the earth right now, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
Yes,
Father,
God.
The two, hallelujah, kingdoms, Lord God, are bumping heads even now,
yes,
God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
Father, I pray, Lord God,
yes,
not only for Baltimore, Lord God, but there are many other places, Lord God, on this continent, Lord
yes, God.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Father, that are suffering, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
You,
Father, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that as this thing plays out, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, my soul cries out, Lord
yes,
God.
God.
Hallelujah. For there are
oh.
souls that are out there in the
yes,
streets, Lord
is.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes,
I pray right now, oh God,
yes,
hallelujah,
sir.
That you would touch your people, Lord God, hallelujah, that we shall not, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as mass destruction, yes, God,
yes,
hallelujah, shall come, Lord God. I understand, Lord God, in the times that
yes,
we're living in, God,
yes,
hallelujah, there's some things that's got to happen,
yes,
hallelujah, there's some things, God, that you told us would happen, hallelujah, but I'm praying, God,
yes,
hallelujah,
God. Hallelujah,
that you would touch right now,
yes,
God, hallelujah, oh
yes,
God, hallelujah,
yes,
that you would, hallelujah, cause a divine shift, oh God,
yes,
in that place right now, oh God, hallelujah,
yes,
where they're
sir.
Causing, hallelujah, havoc, oh God,
yes,
hallelujah,
God.
That revival, oh God, would break out in the land, God, oh God, that they would seek your
yes,
face, oh
God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
so much so, God, that
yes,
it would cause you, Lord God, to repent, Lord God, for what you sought to do. Hallelujah,
yes,
unto
God.
Them, and to allow to happen unto them, God. Hallelujah, because I understand, God, that they're treading in dangerous waters right
wow.
now. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Oh God,
oh,
cause
God.
Them to turn back, God, their hearts unto you, Lord, and to seek your face, God.
Yes, God.
Yet
hallelujah,
out,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, have your way today,
yes,
Lord God.
God.
And Father, remember, Lord. Oh God, the man of God, oh God, Apostle Heath, oh God,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, continue to strengthen him now, God,
yes,
continue
Jesus.
To be with him, Lord God,
yes,
in
God.
The mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
Father, there's some things, God, hallelujah, that you placed on his heart, God,
yes,
hallelujah,
God.
There's some things, God, hallelujah,
yes,
that
God.
You're calling for him to do, Lord
yes,
God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, in this last hour. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Father, give him strength.
Yes,
Father,
God.
Give him, Lord God, the resources and the ability, Lord God.
Yes,
I
God.
Pray right now, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as
God.
You bless him, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
The more, Lord God, even, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
as you bless him, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
To walk, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
him
God.
And his companion, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you.
In hand, God.
Oh,
Father,
yes,
strengthen him, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless the work there, Lord God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and Father, I thank you even now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for there are levels and depths of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you are increasing even the more, Lord God, in this man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That there are places and platforms, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you're
Jesus.
Opening doors, God. In the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, in the name
glory
of
to God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for his passion, oh God. I thank you for his heart, oh God. In the mighty
yes,
name of
God.
Jesus. Father, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, that you would continue, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. There's some right now things, God. Hallelujah. That he has need of, oh God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And I'm
yes,
praying, God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
That even now, God.
Yes,
hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that that door is opening to God. In the
yes,
mighty name
God.
Of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Lord God. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you for, Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In this prayer revival, oh God. Father,
yes,
I thank
God.
You for Evangelist Johnson, oh God, as you continue to bless, oh
yes,
God, that you continue to pour in the woman of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the mandate that you have placed on her life,
yes,
oh God.
God.
Father, I thank you right
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord God. Hallelujah. She be obedient unto
yes,
you, Lord God,
God.
That you would pour in her, Lord God.
Yes,
even
Jesus.
The more, Lord God. In
yes,
the mighty name
God.
Of Jesus, Lord God,
God.
That souls, many souls, yes, many, God. Many
yes,
souls. Many souls, many
yes,
souls.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Shall be blessed through this broadcast. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
God.
Glory to God. And Father, I thank you for our sister Michelle, oh God,
oh,
being with us, Lord
yes,
God, and continuing, Lord God, to bless her, Lord God,
yes,
and to strengthen her.
God.
And I pray, Lord God, even for the ministry, God, that
yes,
you have placed
God.
In her, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in
God.
The mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God. Father,
Jesus.
I thank you right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I glorify you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you for Bishop Lloyd, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
you for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for his spirit on last night, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
How he blessed us, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
In the word, oh God. We thank you
yes,
for that atmosphere of worship
yes,
and praise,
yes,
oh God.
God.
We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you shout us into a place, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
and we shall not come down, oh God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Name
God.
Of
God. We're pushing forward, Lord
yes,
God.
God.
Because we
forward.
Understand that
yes, we
champions don't quit.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We won't quit.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Glory.
We will not give up.
Yes,
we will
hallelujah.
Not give in.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, y'all, I'm
yes,
telling
God.
You. What a word. What a word. My God, Apostle Heath, you still there?
I'm still here.
Woo, what a word and what a prayer. My God. Yes, I thank God for that word on tonight.
Champions
man of God. No, that's right. Champions never quit. My God. Yes, I'm telling you. We thank God for that word
yes,
by our brother,
yes,
Bishop Thomas Hobby, and also the word that came forth in prayer by our very own brother as well, Apostle Anthony Heath.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, we just thank God for you.
Glory.
Apostle,
hallelujah.
I'm telling you, is there anything that you would like to say? I know we still have a few more minutes, and I said we was just rotating, so anything else that you, I'm telling you, this here tonight was an impact show enough. I'm thanking God for the word that came forth out of both of y'all mouth and the prayer. I'm telling you, it was on time, and many people are being blessed that are listening in right now all over the world. Apostle, would you have anything else to say?
I just want to be very brief because I got to step into another service real quick here in a minute. I want to encourage. I want to be real brief. I have to step into another service right now that's going on right now real quick. I want to encourage you, Bethany, to keep up what you're doing. The doors are opening right now for you, man of God. And I see platforms. I see elevation coming your way. And the Lord said to be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. This is your hour of manifestation.
Yeah.
You've gone through. You've dealt with some stuff and some people.
Yeah.
But God says, I'm giving you beautiful access, saith the Lord.
Absolutely.
Keep your
yes.
head, man of God, and keep your head up because I see the Lord say, great and mighty works and signs and wonders are going to follow behind you in this season. You've stepped
yeah.
in. Your hour, you step into your season, and this is what the Lord says. And to everyone else right now that's listening, this is the hour of manifestation. Hold
yes.
on to God.
Amen. That's right.
It's
yes.
what God is about to do. Bishop said it. Champions never quit.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
So we gotta understand that champions do not quit. Soldiers go
that's
forward.
Right.
We don't retreat. Keep
that's
your head
right,
up
man.
And know that in this hour and in this season, my wife has been saying this is the season of a restoration. Get ready to be restored.
Yes.
Get ready. I love you all. Can't wait to be back on here again. Keep us in prayer down here, Life Changers. Because, I believe right now that there's a shifting taking place in the atmosphere.
Around all of us. A shifting taking place. Yes.
Angel, get ready.
Yes.
You started something new again.
Yes.
You started something new again. But this time, the Lord said greater. The Lord is saying greater this time.
Amen.
More lives.
Yes.
More testimonies.
Yes. Yes.
Get ready. Amen. I love you all.
Yes. Love you too, Apostle.
Man.
Yes. Well, God bless you and your wife. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for you. And I look forward to you being back on with us again. And you can also keep resharing these links to those that may not have heard it. And you can also download it too. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Please do that. Bishop, you be blessed, man of God.
Blessings to you, Apostle. You as well.
Amen. Walk in the favor of God. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, man of God.
Yeah, I thank you. I thank you, man. Be blessed, man.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard the man of God. We thank God for Apostle Anthony Heath. And I'm telling you, this was definitely a fire pack tonight. And we're looking for even more hotter nights coming forth on tomorrow night. I will be ministering along with Bishop Hobby on tomorrow night. I don't know if we're going to have anybody else on at the moment, but for now, I know that I am going to be speaking, and he will be speaking as well, and we will be having more prayer. And so we just want to say God bless you all on tonight. We thank you all for tuning in all over the world. Just always know that God loves you and that we all love you too. And always in mind, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great. In Christ Jesus, taking us off the air as our brother in South Africa in a great song called A Wonderful God. We will see you all tomorrow. God bless.
He's an excellent God. He's a comforting God. He brought us from a mighty long way. We are here because of his grace and mercy. He is a wonderful God. We just want to tell him how wonderful he is, how marvelous and excellent he is, because that's all we see when we look at ourselves, because we don't know how we got here. That's all we want to say, how wonderful you are. Come on, let me hear you.
A wonderful God.
You are. What you are, Jesus.
A wonderful God.
You are.
You are.
To me. You're a wonderful God.
A wonderful God.
Every day you are.
You are.
To me.
To me.
You want to say it one more time? Join us if you want.
A wonderful God.
That's what you are.
A wonderful God.
That's a wonderful God.
You are.
You are. Everything
I am
belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
Because
my wonderful God.
You're my wonderful God. One more time and say, everything that I am,
everything I am,
I release to you, Jesus.
I release to you.
You are
my wonderful God.
That's what you are.
You are
to me.
To me.
exceptional.
Exceptional God.
He doesn't make a mistake.
You are.
He doesn't think so well.
He's
excellent and exceptional.
Exceptional God.
It's what he is.
You are.
To me.
To me.
To know. Exceptional, exceptional,
exceptional God.
You are to me.
He's exceptional. Yeah.
He's worthy to be praised. For he is all those things and more. We cannot have enough of him. He loved us even before we knew him. He is a wonderful God and an exceptional God. Hallelujah.